Hi and welcome. This is Lina Soneja, founder of Empowering Human Lives, NLP trainer and handwriting analyst. It's more than 12 years being in education and corporate industry, training different categories of people. And believe me, it has been a wonderful journey, inspiring myself and others through training, coaching, my 30-day online program, my books and various ways. For more information, you can visit www.linasoneja.com and you will get to know a lot more about me. If we talk about the present time, we are going through a phase where people are locked down globally due to coronavirus. A lot of stress, fear, anxiety is being felt by many of us regarding our work, business, finances, our future and overall for our life. And it is but obvious. Many people are asking me through phone, WhatsApp and other communication channels how to reduce the stress and anxiety, what to do at home and how to best utilize this time. This made me think to come up with this podcast series on Inspiring Self. Yes, you heard me right. The name of the podcast is Inspiring Self. How to inspire yourself in such a situation or any circumstances is the objective of this podcast. It's a podcast which will inspire everybody every day, as in today's time it is in need of an hour. It will be interesting to listen as the structure is story based, and I know that we all like stories and we learn from the stories. You may have heard the stories earlier, however this time it will give you a kickstart. So let's begin today's story and inspire ourselves with this amazing podcast. The title of today's story is All the Difference in the World. Please listen carefully as you are going to learn a lot how to inspire yourself from the story. So are you ready? Okay. And the story begins like this. Every Sunday morning, I take a light jog around a park near my home. There's a lake located in one corner of the park. Each time I jog by this lake, I see the same elderly woman sitting at the water's edge with a small metal cage sitting beside her. This past Sunday, my curiosity went very high, so I stopped jogging and walked over to her. As I got closer, I realized that the metal cage was in fact a small trap. And my curiosity was more to ask her. There were three turtles unharmed slowly walking around the base of the trap. She had a fourth turtle in her lap that she was carefully scrubbing with a spongy brush. I went near to her and I said, "Hello. I see you here every Sunday morning. If you don't mind, I would love to know, what are you doing with these turtles?" She smiled and said, "I'm cleaning off their shells. If you don't clean anything on a turtle's shell, like algae or scum, it reduces the turtle's ability to absorb heat and impedes its ability to swim. It can also corrode and weaken the shell over time." I exclaimed, "Wow, that's really so nice of you." And she continued, "I spent a couple of hours each Sunday morning relaxing by this lake and helping these little guys out. It's my own strange way of making a difference." I was a little confused and I asked her, "But don't most freshwater turtles live their whole lives with algae and scum hanging from their shells?" And she replied, "Yes, sadly they do." I scratched my head and told her, "Well then, don't you think your time could be better spent? I mean, I think your efforts are kind, but there are freshwater turtles living in lakes all around the world, and 99% of these turtles don't have kind people like you to help them clean off their shells. So don't take it personally, don't feel bad, and no offense, but how exactly are your localized efforts truly making any difference?" The woman looked at me and giggled aloud. She then looked down at the turtle in her lap, scrubbed off the last piece of algae from its shell and said, "Sweetie, if this little turtle could talk, he would tell you how I just made all the difference in the world." And I was speechless. I had no words to further ask anything or tell anything to that lady. Seeing her kind work, I just walked off. So what is the moral of the story? You can change the world. Maybe not all at once, but one person, one animal, one good deed at a time. Wake up every morning and pretend like what you do makes a difference. And it does make a difference. Now it's your turn. Looking at the outside scenario, be safe at home. Inspire others to stay at home. Spend time with your family. One small step of not going out can save millions of lives. It's not limited to this time period. Once we are free again from this pandemic, this new habit of taking one right step at the right moment can lead you to your success. We all can take small steps and bring change in our world. One step that can change our perspective towards life. One step that can become your positive habit. With this, see you tomorrow in the next podcast. Till then, focus on your actions.